Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults can learn from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women might be nervous about losing as they get older, and even advice they have for us adults. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I'm on a mission to inject our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This pod is intended for mothers and daughters alike, and my hope is that you'll listen together, and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations. Every week, I'll interview a new fantastic young woman, talk about juicy topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, and then jump into our know-it-all segment, where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers. This podcast is our opportunity to offer a bridge between the generations, an opportunity for mothers and daughters to talk about something more than how school was today. It's a chance to really hear each other, whether you're 60 or 16. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Irene, I feel so honored and nervous to have you on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm honored. Truly.
Oh, thank you. I feel like I'm extra nervous because you are the host of your incredible podcast called I Want to Be Her When I Grow Up.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And before we dive into this podcast, I'd like to hear a little bit about why you created the podcast and your story around that a little bit.
Yeah. So I have a podcast called I Want to Be Her When I Grow Up. And I just talk to really cool women who I admire a lot. And I think it's really important to have women's stories out in the world. And I think it's also really important with the world that we're in right now to like look up to a bunch of badass people. And I just really enjoy getting to hear about people and how they got to where they are and what work they're doing and what art they're making and what brings them joy and how I can infuse those into my life also.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing it?
I think it's almost been a year. It's about to like come up on a year because I started it last summer. So that is so weird.
That's Whoa. So you're a complete pro. You're
apparently I'm still am learning. That does not feel right. Now that makes me stressed a little, but it's okay.
No, it's great. It's such an inspiration. What's your biggest takeaway from interviewing? Has there been a through line for you within your interviews of the women that you've spoken with?
One thing that I actually really like is that they're so very different. Like a lot of the times they're similar, but there's always something that I like learn new in every episode. And I think that's like something that's really important to me and really cool. And also like kind of expected because we live in a world where people are all making different weird things that are incredible.
That's awesome. Okay. So, I want you to plug this. Where can we find this podcast?
It is on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I don't even know, literally anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
It's wherever you get your podcasts.
It's wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah. And there's also an Instagram that is called I Want to Be Her When I Grow Up.
I Want to Be Her When I Grow Up. Listeners, let's all plug in to listen.
It's a very long title, but
I think it's a great title. I actually wanted this to be, one of the topics or the subjects we were thinking of for this one was I Want to Be Her When I Grow Up, but it was because, you know, the magic that teen girls have that I think is easily lost as adults. So I think it's a great title. How old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 15, which I just forgot. So I had to go through, like four ages a day and I'm like, am I 14? No, I'm 16. No, I'm 15. No, I'm 14, 13, still 45. I don't know. I'm 15 years old. I am in ninth grade for three more days. And then I'm going into my sophomore year.
Wow. Will you be going, you were learning from home, right? This past year.
I was actually in person this year for like sections of the whole year. And then we finished the year every day, all day in person, which was really lovely. Yes. And I go to an art school. So it's like, feels very special to get to like practice arts during the weird pandemic times that we're in.
I think we're all sort of driven to our art during this
time. Yes. Yeah.
It's been great. Well, you can't talk about art without talking about failure. And that's the topic we chose today. You can't talk about life without talking about failure. It's where all the good stuff lives. Let's dive in. Why is failure important?
I think that failure is so important because there's not really successes if there aren't failure. And also just like the way, I know it's kind of like corny to be like, you learn from your mistakes, but it's like really deeply true. And I think I haven't gotten anywhere in life and like made any success without first doing very poorly at that thing. And it's also just so hard to not give up when you do a fail.
Yep. You talk about learning. When's a time, if you can remember, when is a time that you failed, you learned, and you got back up? Can you remember any time?
There's a lot of times. I think one particular time is I do a lot of songwriting now. And at like when I began like working on music, it didn't sound great. I don't know if it sounds amazing now, but you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like the best work I could possibly do. And I think that also is I'm a very give up-y type of person. Like I'm like, oh, well, I'm the worst and now I'll never do that again. But I think that I'm learning so much more to invest in things that I know that I care about and continue after failing and realize how important and cool that is. And also just because when I watch other people fail, it also like, I'm like, that was so cool and vulnerable and they like did it and it's fine and nobody died. So
right, and yeah, that's it. That's it. What does the phrase "be brave enough to at least fail" mean to you?
I think that being brave enough to at least fail is like the most brave because it is like truly such a vulnerable thing to be able to fail. Cause that means that you aren't like, that's showing your inner self in a way, you know, showing that humanness, I guess, like to someone else experiencing you fail or even to yourself, like to remember that you are a person and you are just making your way in the world. It is so important to like be brave enough and be like, I can fail as much as I want here, but also I will keep on going and not do the give up part always. Yeah.
I love that you talk about you're a give up type of person. But you're persisting. Is this something that you've learned as you've grown up? Like, is this something that's learned behavior or do you feel like this is something that's, you know, instinctual? The shift from give up to persist.
Yeah. I really don't know. I think that I still am like working on both aspects. Cause I think maybe there's sometimes when it's okay to just give up a little bit, like every once in a while. But I like definitely am. I think in life you gotta sometimes not give up. So it's kind of like, well, here we are BSing our way through the world. Let's decide to just do it and do it fully and do it great. And it's going to be awesome. So that is like a mindset that I'm trying to work on. But I think there also is an instinctual part. That's a large word. where it is like important to like, we as humans have to not give up constantly because that's how we find food or get water or have shelter. You know, there's like these necessities that we need that aren't necessarily the easiest things to acquire in the world.
Right. And that just, I think with being brave enough to at least fail, what that then makes itself out to be is a drive to continue to do. Yeah. Are there specific things, and this will hit on self-care a little bit, but are there specific things you do, you Irene, to, mm-hmm. to get back, to bounce back, to raise your spirits, to, do you give, I heard that Beyonce once gives herself 48 hours to moan when she fails at something. And then she gets back up on interesting little tidbit of information.
That's really cool.
I know.
I think that is actually interesting. A lot of the times I do have like a tomorrow's a new day thing, which is helpful, like start over, whatever. Because also a lot of the times I wake up and I'm like, today's going to be the best day of my life. And I just decide it. And then it's good because I decided it. Which is like a thing I've been doing a lot lately. I'll like get to school and my friends will be like, is it the best day of your life today? And I'm like, yep. Like, you know, I'm just ready for it to be like wonderful.
And you just wake up and decide that you just,
I do. I mean, sometimes then the day turns out poorly and it was not, but it was trying my best.
Oh my gosh. I love that. You're setting yourself up for success from the minute you get up. I love it. It's intentional.
Yeah. Well, because if I don't do that, then I'm like, oh, bummer day. So, now I like lost my train of thought.
Specific things you do, set yourself up for success.
Yeah. So, sometimes it's like, really, I just need a minute, like take a bath, have a cup of tea or whatever. And also there's like a corny thing that people do in the movies where they like go in the mirror and tell themselves that they're super cool and awesome. But I actually have done that many times and it is very helpful tactic for me and I like it a lot. In the mirror and be like, you're great.
I was just about to ask you, what is it too vulnerable for me to ask you what you say?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the day, because sometimes it does have to be like about a personal situation where I'm like, blah blah blah, this is gonna end, this is gonna be okay, whatever. And sometimes it's just like, I just need someone to shout at me that I'm a cool person. And so I will do it. And I've done it like at school. Like there was plenty of times where I will be like, I need to use the bathroom. And then I just go take a little break.
I love this. It's like a pep talk.
Yeah.
If you're not your biggest fan, who is? I think that's something that I'm hearing.
I
love.
Yeah. I think that also it depends on the day, and half of the days I have to go take a break in the bathroom to cry. So it is like, I'm not like every day I go and tell myself that I'm the coolest person I've ever seen in the world. Like there's definitely other sides to me and to my bathroom, my bathroom talks.
But you know what it shows? It shows a tool for all of us to use when you are facing the challenges. I mean, that it seems like a silly thing, but there are studies that say when you talk beautifully about your physical body, you see your physical body differently. So it makes sense that when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're rad, you know, that you're going to start feeling better. And I'm going to start using it. I'm going to take that from you. And now you're always going to be in my head. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
You seem really resilient, and I just admire that so much in you. It's amazing to me. How do you think you got to be resilient as you are?
I don't know that anyone else would tell you I'm very resilient in my life, honestly. Like, actually, I don't like, I try to be, and like, I think that I have a lot of ideas about how it's important to be resilient. But then I also like, I don't know, a lot of the times in the moment, it's a hard thing to like move past it. But I think that a way that I am working on getting there, and a way that I like am there in some circumstances is just doing it. Like there's not like a big trick. It's just, when I'm like, this is life and this is what's happening right now and it will end, but also maybe not, but we'll see, I guess. So just doing it is like how you keep going.
Yeah. That's what I was just about to ask you. So for, you know, a lot of people, I think about you starting your podcast and how brave and courageous that is, because putting your art out to the world is always brave and courageous. But a lot of people don't do, and I say that in quotations, like don't do something because they're worried about failing or doing it poorly or whatever. What is your advice to them?
I think that it's okay to be worried about failing. And I think that it's good to sit in that for a minute and like understand, because I think with any emotion in your life, like, it's so annoying when like people, like if my therapist is like, you need to sit with this, I'll be like, relax. You know, that is not what I like to hear, but I can understand how it could be helpful, I guess. So like sitting with whatever emotion you're having or whatever feeling you need to feel is an important thing to do. And just to remember that like failing, literally every single person does a failure, like multiple, many, millions probably of like failing. And watching other people fail is so cool. Not because you're like, look, I'm better than them and I didn't fail at that. But because you're like, look at how they did a different approach at this. This is like so interesting and rad and awesome. And everyone can learn and grow from all of that.
Yep. Yep. I love it. One of my mentors has a phrase that says, sometimes you fail, sometimes you learn. And I do, I like that because I think within the failure comes the discovery. And so that leads me to my final question about failure, even though I could talk forever with you about this. How do we find the success within the failure? Like there are times somebody else would see something as a failure and you maybe didn't, or you saw somebody else that didn't.
Yeah.
How do we find the success? How do we reframe failure?
I think that is such a difficult thing to do. Like, I don't know. I see people all the time and I'm like, whoa, that was so cool what you just did. And they were like, oh, I didn't feel good about it. Like I messed up. But I think it is so important. Maybe just going into things as like, this is going to be so cool. And then coming out of it and being like, that was cool. Even if it was, I think it's also about like a difference thing. A lot of like problems that happen are because it was different than you were expecting. Or it just, there was a change. And I think that maybe differentiating difference from failure is an important thing to do, because sometimes you did something differently, but it still was like totally cool. That it wasn't a fail.
That's brilliant. Like I'm hearing you say connect to the process rather than the end thing, because it's like be passionate about it, but don't be attached to the final product.
Yeah.
Because it could be.
Yes. That. Yes.
Jeez. Look at us dropping wisdom. You
wow.
Dropping wisdom and me just riding your coattails on that. I adore you. Gosh. So now we get to jump to the next segment of the podcast called the Know-It-All segment. So are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Perfect.
I hope I know it all or else
you
it's
do know
be
it all. I have a feeling you're going to know it all. Irene, what is your superpower at this stage in your life?
Okay, first of all, I like this question because I think it is really, really important to celebrate ourselves. And I think that a lot of times people straight away go to like narcissism or like, that's just like, you can't be proud of yourself because then that's like, you have a big ego or something. But I think that complimenting yourself is so cool. And being totally cool with yourself is really awesome. So I think my superpower right now is that I can cry. Like, not like, oh, it's cool because I can cry on command, because that's not what it is. It's like, when I'm sad, I cry. When I'm happy, I cry. And I think it sucks a lot because I'm like, oh, now I'm crying. But I think that actually when I think about it, having an emotional release in a moment of any strong emotion does actually help me a lot. And like, also I've talked about it with my parents and my mom's always like, that's so cool how you just cry when you're upset. And I think that for a lot of people, then you have to sit with like hurt for a while. And I think that letting yourself release whatever you need to release and then worrying about it later is an important skill also.
Gosh, it's a hugely important skill. We have a lot to learn from you. Number two, you're brilliant. What don't you want to lose as you get older or become an adult?
I don't want to lose my willingness, I think, because it's not even like willingness in like, I think that a lot of adults have a willingness to like do things and be wild even more than like children, but just like a willingness to like be stupid and like make decisions that are probably going to be like bad later. Or I'm like running around downtown St. Paul and waving at strangers. Like probably, I don't know a lot of grown people who would do that, but I hope I will, because I'll be fine. I won't get kidnapped or whatever the risks are. Like, it's fine. I would rather just like enjoy it, you know? I don't know. I just hope that I have like a willingness to have fun.
Great. Number three, what do you understand that adults don't think you do?
This one is a difficult question for me, because I don't know. I think I understand like a lot about the world, like not in a bratty way or whatever, but I think like emotions, a lot of times adults are like, we've lived longer, so we like know more about the world and we know more about feelings, and how you should be feeling in this moment is this way. And I think that as a teenager, teens also have done a life for a while, and they've like gone through things, and feelings come so deep from within your inner self. Understanding that in this moment I'm feeling this way is like a really important thing.
It's great. It's great. Number four, what advice do you give your future self?
I think truly, truly, whenever I am asked for advice, it's like, don't worry what other people think. And that's like such a commonly said thing, but it's just in aspects of my life, I really have like thought about that, and it's like changed the course of my month or whatever, because it's always like, that's a thing out in the world. But if you're actually like, this is for myself, not for XYZ. It really changes how you are and how you do things, and you do things bigger and you do things with more. And then it perceives how other people see you and yourself in really cool ways. And like, it's important to care what people think, maybe, but also if you're like, I am doing this cool thing for myself and other people happen to be watching, then you could do it in a totally different way.
You are a joy. This has been a joy. I am thrilled. I'm thrilled that you took the time and shared.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's been a joy. We'll have to talk again soon. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We'll talk. Mwah.